I hear a lot of community-based oncologists say, well, why don't I just make her menopausal with an LHRH agonist? I don't have to have any concerns. I know that they're going to be on a more effective therapy.
Yes, that's the strategy of making the women postmenopausal with the GnRH analog and then adding an aromatase inhibitor is an attractive one, but there's really very limited efficacy data. Dr. Carlson at Stanford has a small study, a phase two, that showed there was a reasonable clinical benefit. There's an even smaller study that's interesting for another reason. It was 16 patients, breast cancer patients, who were on GnRH analogs and tamoxifen, and they progressed, and then they just switched the tamoxifen off for the anastrozole. And 12 of 16 patients had clinical benefits, so a very high clinical benefit rate. The interesting part to me were the hormone levels, because they had estradiol levels. At baseline, they were 224. On GnRH and tamoxifen, they were 24. And on GnRH analog and anastrozole, they were 6. So that's a nice concept. But there you have it. In my view, we end up having maybe 50 or 60 patients in phase two studies who've been reported on that combination. So it's difficult for me to be enthusiastic about using it in an adjuvant setting.
Well, I think it's different if you're talking about a 35 or 40-year-old woman who's menstruating right through chemotherapy as opposed to a 52-year-old woman.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, I think that all these things would be individualized and would have age cutoffs. And if you're saying, well, they would almost certainly be postmenopausal when we got done or very close to being postmenopausal, then I think that would certainly be a reasonable strategy.
Getting back to your approach and clinically, you talked about using an AI up front. Incidentally, which one in general are you using?
Up until recently, we just had anastrozole as our only agent. And now since St. Gallen, we now end up having letrozole showing comparable efficacy. The issue to me is that right now we end up having 68-month follow-up on the anastrozole study. So they're all, you have a group of people that have completed therapy, and we have 30-some months on the letrozole. And I don't see a clear signal to want to use letrozole kind of initially.